بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه قال وقال يا محمد أخبرني عن الإسلام، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الإسلام أن تشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وتقيم الصلاة وتؤتي الزكاة وتصوم رمضان وتحج البيت إن استطعت إليه سبيلا. قال صدقت. فعجبنا له يسأله ويصدقه. Selling this hadith, which is a very famous hadith and a very important hadith, hadith of Jibreel, and which is the basis of the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam came, sat in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked him some questions. In that he said, Ya Muhammad, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we as the ummatis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are not allowed to say Ya Muhammad. That is like that exclamation, the respect is not in there. But the malaika this rule does not apply to them. So we are not, we should not say Ya Muhammad, speaking even if we're at Rozae Mubarak, out of the respect of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should not say that. Then he said, Akhbirni anil Islam. Inform me, I came to fetch information, news, that what is Islam. And as we had explained, that Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam had come to teach deen to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and in turn to the whole ummah. So he asked about Islam, what is Islam? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied and said, the first aspect of Islam, Islamu an tashhada an la ilaha illallah, that you bear evidence that there is none of worship, nobody who is worthy of worship but Allah. That there is only one Allah, He is alone in His being. There is no second Allah. In all His qualities, He is also alone. Nobody else has the qualities which Allah Ta'ala has. In His af'al, His actions, what He does, He is also singular and alone. Nobody can do that which Allah Ta'ala does. So to believe in the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, wa anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah, the Rasul of Allah, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought the message of Allah Ta'ala, the deen of Islam, that a person must wholeheartedly believe in that also. This is only the synopsis, the summary. The details of it are much more, amongst which is that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the last and final Nabi. There is no Nabi that can come after him. And that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam and his deen Islam has cancelled all the other religions. The other religions which were from Allah Ta'ala, people have changed them. But even if they were not changed, so they are in any case cancelled by the coming of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now the only religion accepted by Allah Ta'ala is Islam. And that there will be no other religion that will come after Islam, no other Nabi that will come after Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Further, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, وَتُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ, and that you establish the salah. Salat, literally according to the dictionary, means dua. Technically, in our deen, as far as deen is concerned, it means that set form of worship which we all know, which starts with Allahu Akbar and which ends with Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah. That is also part of Islam. And in this now is excluded all the other types of namaz. Some people just regard it as some meditation. Just sit for a little while and think of Allah Ta'ala. Or as the Shias have made namaz 3 times a day. They join Asr and Zuhr and Asr Maghrib and Isha. So only three times. That is all excluded, that namaz is five times a day as we know it. And it is very important also that we stick to the deen which has come to us all along and which we know. Nowadays deen is being changed by the moment. All the time people are changing deen. So this original deen, that is what we must stick to. Our salvation is only in there. So with regard to namaz, further, we took tears zakah, and that you should give zakat. Zakat means purification and protection. And zakat in deen means to give that certain amount, 2.5% of with all the details of zakat, of one's wealth, to the poor. And there is a lot of detail in that also, who are the poor, who are eligible, and this 2.5%, the details of it also comes. So that is also part of Islam. With the Suma Ramadan, and that you fast in the month of Ramadan. The word Saum is protection. This is protection, and Ramadan is from Ramad, which means that to burn, that the month of Ramadan burns one's sins. And a person gets protection. Great protection is provided in Ramadan from shaitan, from the nafs. The roza helps a person totally to protect himself. If we observe Ramadan reasonably, a person will be protected from his nafs for the whole year and from shaitan also for the whole year. With the hujjal bayt, in istata'ta ilayhi sabila. And to make Hajj of the Bayt of the Kaaba Sharif. Hajj literally means to make an intention. That is to make the intention of the Kaaba, and technically in deen it means that specific form of ibadat, which starts from Makkah Sharif, going to Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, back to Mina again, and back to Makkah Sharif again. That particular ibadat. And this is if you have the means to do it. If you are in a financial position and you can do it, then that is farz. So this is Islam in a nutshell, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had explained. Then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said, Sadaqta, you have spoken the truth. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the narrator of the hadith, says, Fa'ajibna lahu. We were surprised. He asked the question, and he then says, yes, you have spoken the truth. Usually a person who asks a question, just asks the question to get information. He doesn't say then, yes, you have spoken the truth. But he had come to teach deen. Therefore, he testified to it. Yas'aluhu wa yusaddiquhu. That he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then he testifies to it also. The questioner, the person who is asking the question, he then marks the paper also. The questioner doesn't mark the paper, but he marked the paper also, and he said, yes, you have given the correct answer. Anyway, so the Islam in a nutshell, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, and it is the details of it, and really that should be the object of our lives, to know what our Islam is in its detail, and then to practice upon it also, to propagate it, to preserve it also, and then to propagate it as well. May Allah give us all tawfiq to understand our deen, practice upon it, and propagate it also. Wa akhiru da'wana.